Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
Jack Post, if I said sin, what's the first memory that comes to your mind?
Oh, wow. Red. Is that too obvious?
Red. The color red.
Yeah. Well, the walls were red. The logo was red. Yep. I remember the first building that Sin was broadcasting out of, the two little radio studios inside of RMIT. I remember the red walls. There was paint, like people had done artwork on the walls. It was kind of the first, Sin wasn't a club, but it was like the first thing that I was part of outside of school or home life.
Yeah, no, that's a really good way to sum it up. It's not a club, but it kind of is.
It was something that was my own that my parents didn't introduce me to. I had one friend who I did it with from high school, but other than that, most of my friends didn't have any part of it. It was the first time I was meeting people outside of high school. So, yeah, that would be my memory of it. It's like a very adult feeling, but I was 15 years old of like, all right, I'm making my way in the world.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it up. For a lot of people, it is their first sort of outside thing out of school and a thing they're involved with. I mean, you could say that with junior footy or junior sports or whatnot, but your parents are involved because they're the ones cutting the oranges or being the coach. But at Sin, you are free. You are independent as such.
I had this conversation with my mum only a couple of years ago. So I started on Sin. If it's 20 years, celebrating 20 years this year, then I would have started, 19 and a half years ago. I was 6 months on air, I think, when we celebrated at Sin's first birthday. But interesting that you said that about like junior footy or like sports. And when I was in high school, on Friday afternoons to do this show I was doing on Sin FM, I had to leave school early. And my teachers always made a fuss about it. And, you know, my parents were called in to chat about Jack's missing so many classes because he's going to do this thing on Sin FM. And my mum, I didn't know what my mum had spoken to the teachers at the time about, but she said, what was different to what you were doing was like they would let gymnasts at the school go and do their 2 or 3 days of gym that they needed to do a year. Like sports was really highly prioritized. And if you were leaving school because you were good at sports, then you're allowed to have that pass. But because yours was something different, the argument she tried to make to the school was like, well, can't you see it as something extracurricular that actually adds value for him and give him that space? But at the time, I remember it was a real difficulty to leave school early.
That's brilliant. The TV show you did, so Sin TV back in the day, that was a simulcast program on Channel 31 where I think, was it you and your friend 40? Was that right? 40?
Yeah, 40, yep. Who I went to school with, yeah.
And you would sort of do a segment and then play the video clips, and the video clips would be the same 5 video clips every day for the good part of 3 years. Yes. I'm pretty sure it was Franco on American, Hey Ya by Outkast, and what was the other one? There's a couple of others that just...
There was a Melbourne-based hardcore band called Frankenbach, and they did a cover of Don't Call Me Baby. we gave that a fair run
as well.
So
it's just the same 5 video clips. But, you know, this was a time before, probably there wasn't even MySpace when you were doing it. So this was genuinely pre-social media. So the audience you would have got would be akin to something that someone, say, who has a decent following on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube these days.
To find an audience for that show really was like, if I bumped into kids, you know, at school or schools that we knew who had seen it, it was very much like, oh, I accidentally turned on Channel 31 one day and through the fuzz of the reception, I think I saw you.
So people who stumbled across you by mistake. And of course, there wasn't even digital television. Channel 31 was purely on analog TV, and it was snow. There was genuinely a weak signal.
Snow.
It looked like pirate TV.
Yeah. You would have to have a pretty good reason to keep watching us back then.
Do you have memories of the other shows? I seem to recall you did Breakfast and a few other things.
Yeah, definitely. So the Sin TV I did That was still in my first year. So actually, I remember my very first time on air at Sin was not even to do a show, but we found a pamphlet for something called The Helm, which was somebody putting on a show and you were allowed to just come and do one segment on it. So my first, you know, few months at Sin was only come and do 5 minutes of talking and then go home and then gear up and prepare for your 5 minutes the next week. And then we got that the Sin TV staff did, you know, months, maybe like even a year or more of the Sin TV. And then I left to, in my eyes, concentrate on school for year 12.
Yeah, of course.
And didn't do any radio. And then the concentration wasn't shown in my final results, but that the idea was to concentrate. And then after school, I tried to study film and television. And as I was enjoying it, but I was really... I really had this like, oh, you know what was way more fun than this was doing broadcasting radio. And so that was a couple of years after I first went on that I went back and did the breakfast show. And I kind of miss, honestly, I miss how they used to do the breakfast show at Sin. It felt like, I understand what they're doing, where it's like everyone's equal. There's no hierarchy in the shows anymore and everybody can have a slot wherever they want. But I think doing the breakfast show on Sin was the only example of like, oh, you can work your way up to get on the breakfast
because
show.
Because, of course, Get Serial used to have the same presenters 5 days a week.
Yeah. So it was a serious commitment from both.
You
from
weren't the paid either.
To trust you. You weren't paid. Actually, I lost money, if anything, because I kept trying to park, you know, like drive in and park around RMIT, then forget to move my car and it got towed. In a clear way. So I actually lost money. But what I liked about it is I remember hearing when I first started on Sin, it was like, oh, like the people on Get Serial doing 5 days a week, that's like that's where you can work your way up to. So yeah, I kind of miss that there's for people inside of Sin if you want to try and like not get better, but like, you know, get more experience, then there's a avenue to do it.
You, of course, went on to work with Hamish and Andy as Cackling Jack. When we talk about famous people that have come from the station, Hamish and Andy are usually the first people that are brought up. Mm. Do they have many memories of the place? Or
it'd be interesting to actually chat to them. Like, because we both came through CineFM when I first started with them, and that was 15 years ago that I started working on that show. We used to like joke about it, and I still had it programmed in my car for years and years, 90.7.
I assume you still do, obviously, it goes without saying. Yeah.
Now I've got digital radio and I still have it there. But you know, we used to find it endearing in a way that like it reminded us of ourselves when we first started it, that it was like unpolished, you know, confident kids speaking into the microphone, and that was me definitely for years when I started. So they, yeah, we did chat about it a lot. I wonder what their memory is of it now. Like it was very formative in their years as radio presenters.
And of course, these days you're doing breakfast on Gold 104, and of course, songs I played on Sin when they were new are now being played on Gold. So it goes to say about the age we're at. But one thing I've noticed, and it's truly amazing, is that the breakfast radio situation in Melbourne seems to be dominated by ex-Sin people, be it on air or behind the scenes as producers.
Yeah, mate, I felt like that the whole way through my career in radio was people coming out of Sin. Whether they're working on air or behind the scenes. Yeah. I actually remember somebody asking me, funnily enough, Belle Jackson, who's now a presenter in Melbourne on Nova with Ben and Liam. She was at Sin years and years ago before she even got into commercial radio. And she asked, like, do you think I should do the afters course or the Swinburne course, like a radio course at uni? I was like, honestly, everybody I know who works in radio just came out of working at CineFM, so just keep staying, like, stay here, do the best you can. I'm sure they're going to pick you up sooner or later. And now she's had a career for 10 plus years in commercial radio as well.
Posty, it's been an absolute pleasure talking, sitting here, reminiscing like old people, because we are.
Oh man, I want to hear your stories. I guess you'll be doing them with everyone.
I've got a few. I've got a few. You'll hear them throughout the night, and as old man Dylan reflects on the old times back in the day. But Jack Post, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you, mate.
Mate, thanks for having me on. Good luck.
Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.